Diana and her darlings dear went walking on a day throughout the woods and waters clear for their disports and play. The leaves aloft were very green and pleasant to behold. These nymphs, they walked the trees between under the shadows cold. So long at last they found a place of springs and waters clear. A fairer bath there never was found out this thousand year, wherein Diana daintily herself began to bathe, and all her virgins, fair and pure, themselves did wash and lave. And as the nymphs in water stood, Actaeon passed by. As he came running through the wood, on them he cast his eye. And eke beheld their bodies bare, then presently that tide. And as the nymphs of him were ware, with voice aloud they cried. And closed Diana round about, to hide her body small. Yet she was highest in the rout, and seen above them all. And when Diana did perceive where Actaeon he did stand, a furious look to him she gave, and took her bow in hand. And as she was about to shoot, Actaeon began to run. To hide, he thought, it was no boot, his former sight was done. And as he thought from her to scape, she brought it so to pass. Incontinently she changed his shape, even running as he was. Each goddess took Diana's part, Actaeon to transform, to make of him a huge wild hart, where they did all determine. His skin that was so fine and fair was made a tawny red. His body overgrown with hair from feet unto the head. And on his head great horns were set, most wondrous to behold. A huger hart was never met, nor seen upon the mold. His ears and eyes that was so fair, transformed were full strange. His hands and feet compelled were throughout the woods to range. Thus was he made a perfect hart, and waxed fierce and grim. His former shape did quite depart from every joint and limb. But still his memory did remain, although he might not speak, nor yet among his friends complain, his woeful mind to break. At length he thought for to repair home to his dwelling place. Anon of him his hounds were ware, and gan to run apace. Then Actaeon was soon aghast, his hounds would him devour. And from them then he fled full fast with all his might and power. He spared neither bush nor brake, but ran through thick and thin with all the swiftness he could make in hope to save his skin. Yet were his hounds so near his tail and followed him so fast, his running might not him avail for all his speed and hast. For why his hounds would never lin till they him overtook, and then they rent and tore his skin, and all his body shook. I am your master, Actaeon, then cried he to his hounds, and made unto them rueful moans with sad lamenting sounds. I have been he which gave you food wherein I took delight. Therefore suck not your master's blood his friendship to requite. But those curs of a cursed kind on him had no remorse. Although he was their dearest friend, they pulled him down by force. There was no man to take his part, the story telleth plain. Thus Actaeon, a huge wild hart, among the does was slain. You hunters, all that range the wood, although you rise up wrath, beware you come not nigh the flood where virgins use to bath. For if Diana you espy amongst her darlings dear, your former shape she will disguise and make you horns to wear. And so I now conclude my song, have nothing to allege. If Actaeon had right or wrong, let all true virgins judge.